All right. Before the break, I mentioned Kang needed some advice with something. You have something going on in your subdivision this weekend.
Yeah, and I know a lot. This happens in the summer with a lot of subdivisions, mine included. And I've never participated in it, but this year I'm going to for the very first time. It's the subdivision garage sale. And I don't know if you guys have this as well in your subdivision or not, but I guess I need tips. I'm going to, you know, it's a Thursday through Saturday because I guess maybe the same Karen that walks through your neighborhood walks through mine doesn't want anything happening on Sundays. But because I think it should happen on Sundays, by the way, because we're all home.
Right.
You know? So, but whatever.
It's what like, harm is there to have it on a Sunday?
I don't know. All of this.
All of this.
Is on the in the driveway.
It's too much. Yeah. It's too much. What? People going up and down your driveway, bartering for goods and services. It's too much. It's just too much. You mean my garage sale? It's too much.
So, yeah, it's just Thursday through Saturday, so I only can participate Saturday because I'll be here working. But I need some tips. And I was wondering, I'm not going to do this, but would it be frowned upon if I went to down the street and saw someone selling water for a dollar? Or is it just like garage sale stuff?
I think it's garage sale stuff. Okay. I mean, you're selling.
I don't know.
If a kid's got a lemonade stand set up,
okay,
I mean, it's fine. But I swear, I was walking through the neighborhood the other day, and one of the hot days, and a kid had a lemonade stand set up, and the lemonade was like $2 for lemonade. I'm like, come on, man. You're not getting $2 for lemonade. You know, little girl, you got 50 cents. I'll give you a dollar. You keep the change. But $2?
Did it say $2 or or best offer?
Right. OBO? Yeah, that's not happening. But it's interesting to bring this up because a friend of mine, she said that this weekend they're also having a garage sale this weekend. And she asked me, hey, is there anything you want to bring in for the garage sale? I'm like, you know what? Actually, probably a great time for me to start parting with some stuff. So, yeah, I'm down with it. Because I'm curious, too, because I've never done or put on a garage sale. I've never sold anything at a garage sale. I've been to garage sales. So I've been to estate sales.
How do you do comps? Do you go on eBay and see what it sold for recently? As you know, I know a lot of people use that. Or you go on Facebook Marketplace, see what it's going the going rate.
Well, we have done two garage sales in my adult life. Probably did one about 7-8 years ago, and then one maybe 3 years ago. And they always coincided right before we went on a family vacation. They were always hugely motivated by my wife, who I think grew up and her family had a garage sale, I feel like, every summer. And I don't know how to set prices for stuff. I do remember just hanging clothes on hangers and saying, everything here is a dollar. I think we blew it with one item in particular that we had underpriced dramatically. And it was for a toy that our kids no longer used. And it was, over the years, we had accumulated a lot of Legos. Or should I say Lego? Because I know that those who are into it would say Lego. So we had all this Lego that, you know, when you've got the Lego Star Wars scene and the Lego boat, they all kind of ended up in one bucket.
Sure.
So when the like Land Cruiser, Star Wars Land Cruiser had 325 pieces and the boat had 470 pieces, they all ended up in the same bucket.
Right.
Which is essentially, it becomes an impossible puzzle to put together.
Well, the great thing about Lego is that it was all about your imagination.
You could do anything, right?
Like, when I was a kid and my parents got us Lego, okay, it was fun to build whatever it was. It was on the cardboard box the first time. But after you built it once, all you wanted to do was build your own stuff. You know, you're building forts, you're building other things. And, hey, I need a 6x2. Here we go. You know? I mean, that's the joy of Lego, is it opens up your imagination.
So we had years and years and years of these things accumulated, put it in a bucket, and I think we put the price tag of $20 on it, and some guy, one of the first, walked in and said, $20? Here you go.
Yeah.
And like I was like, what? He was far too enthusiastic about our price.
Because Lego are expensive as hell.
And But I just figured the hodgepodge of thousands of Lego pieces was going to be too much to sort out. But you're right about the creativity and what it encourages through kids. Yet there was, of the thousands, there were probably half of them were useless pieces that really wouldn't do anything unless they were used in the proper way. But whatever, that's not even the point. Your question of how do you price things? I don't know, because we clearly blew it with
well,
the
yeah,
Lego.
See, I'm not trying to get rich off of this, obviously, right. But I guess don't want to rip myself off either. But I mean, I think the whole point of a garage sale is probably just get rid of your junk, right?
Yeah, I would.
I think I'm gonna have like a free table, to be honest with you. At one point, I'm just like, hey, anyone wants anything on this table, have at it.
You know, 5 items for $1, yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah,
how do you deal with the guy that goes, give me 10 for a dollar? I mean, am I supposed to even like, negotiate?
It's 5 for $1. I mean, come on, don't be a jerk. I understand you want to get your, here's your bargain, go for it. Well, I think that's what it comes down to is there's stuff that you want to sell and get proper value for. That's not the stuff you put up at a garage sale, because a garage sale is all about the barter. Somebody's going to come up and see that you've got something listed for $20 and they're going to undercut you and say $10. Understand that's how it's going to work.
And then what do I shoot back with? 1950.
Well, I think I think the point of pricing is you want to sell it for 10, you list it for 20, somebody's going to come at you for 10 and you're happy. That's what you do. But at the end, you just want to get rid of the stuff, and that's where the bargains come, and you're like, anything on this rack is a dollar.
Gator asked me a random question.
Yeah, so this is germane to what garage we're sales. Talking about with the garage sales. I just happened to, last night, I was in my storage room, and I opened up a drawer looking for, or opened up a cabinet looking for some golf balls. And I found that I also had a collection of 4 bobbleheads that are still in the box. 4 Detroit Tiger bobbleheads.
Well, now you've added Tiger. I wrote down 4 names of 4 Detroit athletes that I thought Gator might have the bobbleheads. And I held up the list to the Twitch camera. I don't know if you can see it.
I'm not looking right now, but I will look at it now. Even though, okay. You got to lower it just a scotch.
Yeah, it probably takes a bit of zooming in.
I like your list.
Yeah, okay. These are the 4...
That's perfectly framed there.
The 4 guys.
Yeah.
That I wrote down. Did I get any of them right?
You got none of them right. You only had 2 Tigers in the list, but you had Joey Harrington, Manny Legacy, Placido Polanco, and Phil Koch.
I tried.
Those are fantastic guesses.
Okay. Kang, do you want to offer 4 guesses? Now you know it's Tigers.
No.
One guess?
One guess, I will go with Austin Jackson.
No, but I like it. So here are the 4.
Okay.
Former Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire.
He's got a Gardy bobblehead.
Yep. There's one that actually might be of a value. That's Al Kaline. So I don't know if I'll get rid of that one.
Okay.
Nick Castellanos.
Okay.
And another former Tiger, whom we saw this weekend.
Justin Upton?
Jose Iglesias.
Oh. All right.
Any of those interest you?
No.
No?
I mean, if you're asking, do I want one of them? The answer is, I mean, Kaline, if I were to, but.
Make me an offer.
That's how it's going to be this week.
Yeah, well, is it? See, like, you're going to read some of the text. But
yeah, the text
saying,
coming in here. Garage sale people, garage sales need low prices. Anything of value should be sold on Marketplace because garage sale people are beyond cheap. Just had a garage sale. Yep. People were trying to barter down items from $1 to 25 or 50 cents.
I mean, come on.
What do I do with that? I mean,
you know what? Our motivation was just to
get rid of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How much do you want me to pay you to take this?
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's what it turned into. Like, just get rid of it.
Like, but I have these brand new sports books. I get a lot of sports books being a producer here,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
And these are brand new. I'm not trying to make money, but I have no idea how to even price these things. Is it $5? Is it $3 a book? I mean, on the back, it has suggested retail. They're usually like $15, $20
right.
bucks, right? Or whatever. Where do I start? And I know if I put $5, someone's going to ask $2.
Again,
right?
this is why I say
go ahead, take it.
You need to price it double at what you want. If you want,
if I want $5,
if you want $5, price it at 10, even though $5 might be asking a little too much. Expect, expect $3 on this. But so you can go down to, like, you list it at $5 and somebody goes, I'll give you $1. And you're like, okay, $3 and it's yours.
Someone suggested this on a text. Don't price anything and let people come up with their own number. And he said that more people are reasonable that way. I don't know if that's true.
That's hard to do though. The whole point, you've got a garage sale. Like I would, as a consumer, I would expect to go to a garage sale and see a price.
Yeah, you're right. Like, how much do you want?
Yeah. Well, what are you asking for? Yeah. What are you willing to offer? I don't know. Half of what you're asking. What are you asking for? You have to have a price on it, I would think. You know, you're not, if you're going to set something up for an auction
all day, I'm not playing games.
Put it up for auction. Yeah. Like
eBay, 99 cents.
How much for that blanket?
I mean, you could say, if somebody offers you, if you have something that's $5 and they offer you $2, you go, somebody may offer me $4 earlier today, and I said, no, I'm not selling it to you for $2.
I like that line. That's a good line.
$5.
It's a good line.
Yeah. Hey, did we go to church together?
Yeah, 485-3997-97. Let's go to Jabril in Ann Arbor. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jabril.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
So I got a little advice. My advice is from my experience. Ask your kids what they don't want before you sell them, before you sell something of theirs. My mom sent me, my little brother out to go walk around the garage sales and came back to play our Nintendo 64, and it was long gone.
Wow.
Oh, that hurts.
Wow.
25 games, 4 controllers. She sold the whole thing for like $15.
That's brutal.
What?
I think most kids have an experience like that too. Like our parents sold our Intellivision system that we had years ago. And look, it's not the greatest system in the world, but we enjoyed playing that. We enjoyed the hell out of playing it, and it was gone. Sucks.
Oh yeah, I was to this day, man, I'm looking for a Nintendo 64.
Do you talk to your mother about this?
Oh, I bring it up every time the annual garage sale comes. Yeah.
Still waiting for Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I said, hey, Mom, remember when you sold my Nintendo 64 for $10? That thing is worth like $300 now, if not more.
I'll give you the money. That's great. 248-539-9797.
Remember when you sold my childhood?
Yeah, right.
Davin in Clarkston, you're next. What's up, Davin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Gator, I wanted to talk to you about the lemonade. So you see some kids selling lemonade, and you're gonna cheapskate them?
What, they got a highball, man? What is this?
No, I'm just saying, the other day I saw some kids, they're selling some Coke, they're selling water, whatever. It was like $1. I gave the kid $20. I said, hey, give me $10 back, and you know, you keep the rest. And, you know, usually those kids, they're saving up for a video game, saving up for, you know, whatever. And I think that's, you know, a good thing to be doing as a kid, kind of a young entrepreneurial thing. And yeah. I don't know.
In my neighborhood, I kind of take it personally. I'm like, come on. It's a little much now, if, you know.
Dixie cup full of lemonade for $2.
Come on. Right. What is it? Does it come with a shot?
It's a spiked lemonade?
Right, exactly.
Let's go back and find out what dad's drinking. Give me some of that.
I'm like, hang on, just meet me around back.
Let's go to Corey in Livonia. You're next. Hi, Corey.
What's beer?
Hey, I got some advice for Kang. Just don't do it. Burn the garage down. Garage sales are bring out the worst human beings possible. We've done 3 garage sales. One, I had to usher my wife in, or else I think she was going to be arrested for murder if she touched this woman. This one woman came in. She wanted a whole table of baby clothes. So she asked my wife, how much? Maybe $300 worth of baby clothes. We said, my wife goes, maybe $100. She goes, I'll give you $50. My wife's like, I'm not giving you $50. I'm not taking $50 for this. So I talk her to $75. I'm like, okay, we'll just split the difference. The woman pulls out $100 to pay for it. I'm like, give me a break.
Hey, she got you.
And then I also had one woman, she comes in, she goes, how much for the playset? I go, you mean the one that my daughters are swinging on that's not for sale? She goes, yeah, how much you want for it? I'm like, get out of here. So, Kang, I would say, if you do this, you're going to hate the human race when you leave, when you finish.
How much for the car?
It is hell on earth. I hated it. I told my wife, you're going to do another garage sale, kick me in the nuts and send me up north. I don't care.
We have been getting a few texts that said, this is how you do it. Don't do it. So some people had some bad experiences.
Just get rid of it. You're going to get rid of crap. Your crap is somebody else's treasure, right? So know that going into it. Price stuff accordingly. You're just trying to get rid of it. And hopefully at the end of the day, you make some little bit of cash out of it. But I think it would be funny if like you left your car in a garage and somebody goes, how much for the car? Like, the car I used to drive every day, my car? $68,000.
34.
Will you take 20 bucks?
I think Homeboy is right, though. They are frustrating. Although when they're over, I was always shocked that we made how much?
Oh, really?
I'm usually pleasantly surprised at how much money.
But here's the bonus of it, right? Get a cooler set up. You're drinking the whole time.
Well, and you're getting rid of
is
stuff
that you did?
Yeah.
That's what Doug did?
Watching a little College World Series.
Yeah. Right.
Doug's leaning back on a chair.
Perilously
close to it falling over the edge because Doug breaks every... It doesn't break every chair, but almost looks like he's going to break every chair.
I do tilt
teetering.
A lot, yeah.
How much for this wheelbarrow with skin on it? $5.
How much for this set of keys I just found?
Right.